DW.
In a neighborhood in Nairobi, a few young people are sorting through old plastic bottles. The group collects sacks full of rubbish every time they go out and aim to recycle as much as possible, explains the leader of the group, Gisore Nyabote.
We reuse plastics, only plastics, water plastics, soda plastics, all kind of plastics. And then the challenge is we always go around and we can't finish even this waste.
Waste is a huge problem not only in the slums of the Kenyan capital, but elsewhere in the country too. In 2017, the government passed a law aimed at reducing the amount of plastic waste. Plastic bags were quite effectively banned, but there are still plenty of single-use plastic bottles, packaging and other plastic trash lying around, and not enough facilities to recycle it. Gisore and his friends use the bottles they collect to help make eco bricks, which can be used for construction.
They are really helping us on having like eco brick. So we don't have like a natural brick made from stone or clay, but from plastic, only filling it with soil.
The eco bricks have already been used to construct several buildings, a sure sign of the group's creativity and resourcefulness when it comes to protecting the environment. They think the government should be doing more to combat plastic waste. But that looks unlikely at the moment. As Kenya renegotiates its trade deal with the US, major US petrochemical companies are pushing for Kenya to be required to admit US-made chemicals and plastics. Frederick Nyehu from Greenpeace Africa explains.
They are very clear in terms of what they want to see in the negotiations. They all want the Kenyan government to actually relax the regulations against single-use plastics. And that would mean changing legislations. That would mean we reverse the gains that we've already made as a country.
The U.S. firms, which are all part of the American Chemistry Council, hope Kenya will become a gateway to the African market, allowing chemicals and plastics from the U.S. that arrive in Kenya to also eventually end up in other African countries. Greenpeace fears this route will also be used for dumping of plastic waste. Ever since China banned the import of plastic waste in 2018, recycling companies have been seeking other places to unload. That's a major concern for environmentalists like Njehu of Greenpeace.
If Kenya is going to be used as a dumping site and also a gateway to the African continent, that would also mean that other African countries would be required to relax their laws and allow hazardous chemicals and also plastics to be dumped.
Kenya's responsible Ministry of Industry, Trade and Cooperatives declined an interview request. The deal with U.S. petrochemical and recycling companies remains on the table, Kenyan media has reported. Recycling activists like Gisore Nyabote believe more plastic should not be entering into a region that cannot even handle the current waste stream. And Nyabote fears corruption could allow this to happen.
It might be a win on the ruling class, on the political class, because they will have the share, the equal share of the money which will come through.
Greenpeace is gathering signatures against the proposal, which it plans to present to the government.
DW.